I was so pleased to just be there and be playing at Augusta.
Everybody understand? There is silence. Hearts stop. Hearts stop beating. It's rolling and into the hole. Palmer has birdied the 17th and 18th holes and has won the 1969.
Arnold now, a side hill 20-footer. The line is perfect. He's got it.
Never in the history of golf has a more popular champion been crowned. Jack Nicklaus, for the sixth time, has won the Masters Golf Tournament. And he did it in spectacular fashion, firing a 65 here this afternoon in the final round.
Now, this is pretty neat, pretty special. This is Augusta National. This is Bobby Jones's place. That's the clubhouse. This is it.
Hard to believe, 21 years old. This for the record.
There it is, a win for the ages.
Seen anything like that?
It's pretty special, you know, to be a part of such an elite company like that. I've been pretty fortunate, pretty lucky to have had some success in this golf course.
You just see him in front of the fire with a pipe. Well, you're not allowed to do that now. He'll be in bed in an hour and a half's time with a bowl of gruel, electric blanket on low.
He's missed it and he's knocked it. He's knocked it 3.5 feet past the hole.
And even after the debacle back there at 10, so hard to get back on track when all that's going on about you. And not a lot of experience to draw from.
Oh, no. Oh, my word, he's chunked it. He has chunked it. And Jordan Spieth is sinking without trace of the Masters. This is extraordinary.
He's done it. What a way to finish. Oh, what a way to finish. That really is wonderful. He's answered a whole lot of questions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the 2017 Masters champion, Sergio Garcia.
There we are, the Masters 2018 is upon us. Bob Bubka is standing by at Augusta. Evening, Bob.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Very well. How's it all looking there? As perfect and manicured as ever, I presume.
Well, it's in reality, it's probably a little better than that, Joe.
And any changes to the course? I mean, they've been tiger-proofing it in times gone by and steadily kept pace with modern equipment. Is it all as we remember?
Well, you know, Joe, it's funny you say that. And you know, I remember when it took place because of what Tiger was doing to Augusta. I mean, he won for the first time in 1997, his first major that he ever won. He won that by 12 shots. So they tried to make the golf course longer and said that they were Tiger-proofing it, when in reality, back in those days, he hit the ball, Joe, further than anybody else. So if you made it longer, you were making it better for Tiger Woods.
Mm. Because I was wondering, there's been talk even on 13 where, you know, Bubba Watson is hitting wedge in as his second shot to par 5 on occasion, that they were going to try and do something there. I don't know if they've sneakily snuck something in. Whatever they tend to do, they tend to disguise it quite well.
Yeah, they do most of the changes, I think, in the dark of night. You wake up the next day and the change is made. I know they bought some additional property. There's a possibility that they may, you know, make 13 longer, but it's not the case right now. Basically the golf course we saw last year and the year before that is exactly, Joe, what we're going to see this year.
I saw Freddie Couples, who's played twice now with Tiger this week, was raving about him, saying he hit a few drives that were well worth watching, whether you paid for it or are just playing in the tournament like me. He's doing well. If you watch Tiger play today, there's not much of a back problem. He's hitting it a long way. Looks beautiful. Today wasn't any different than it was 10 years ago when we played. And Tiger Woods, in his press conference, was asked if he feels like he's finally heading back into Augusta at close to 100%. Here's what he said. Tiger?
The rest of my body's doing fantastic. I feel great. I feel like I've really put a lot of the pieces together. We've worked on what body parts to get stronger, what body parts need to be more limber, and I feel fantastic. It's just a matter of now going out there and competing and playing and posting numbers.
You've been able to prepare for this tournament, playing five events. Obviously, you came up here yesterday, today, whatever you're able to do at home last week. Can you put in perspective just how futile, knowing how futile your attempts were the last 2 years trying to get ready for a tournament you obviously couldn't play?
Yeah, in hindsight, it was a big pipe dream. You know, my back was fried, and to be able to, I was trying, you know, whether it was cortisone shots, epidurals, anything to take away the pain. So maybe I might be able to withstand a week. Nothing worked. My disc was gone. So, given how I feel now versus then, I mean, it's just night and day. I mean, I've got just how I felt coming here for the dinner and when I left. And now that I'm walking this golf course and playing and hitting shots and not really thinking about anything, it's hard to believe it's been less than a year since my back procedure.
Yeah, it's very positive on and off the course, Bob. A pipe dream is how he described his efforts back in 2015 and 2014 with his back. How's he looking to you? The Freddie Couples comments, the latest in a line of very impressed onlookers.
Yeah, well, I had an opportunity to speak with Tiger when we were in Florida. He was playing in the Honda Classic, and I said, come on, Tiger, you know, just you and I. I mean, we have been friends for a long time. I've been fortunate enough to be at every one of his major victories. I knew his dad very well, still know his mom. And he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, Bob, you know, the last couple of years, I was only kidding myself. But right now, I'm telling you, I'm as healthy as I have been in a long, long time. And when we look at that club head speed, Joe, north of 120 miles per hour, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible, the club head speed that he's reaching right now. And he's hitting it a mile. He's putting very well. I mean, certainly prior to the start of it, I mean, you got to take a serious look at Tiger winning his fifth green jacket, which would put him within three major victories of Jack Nicklaus, would put him within one of the six green jackets that are won by Jack Nicklaus. Yeah. And I might add one thing, Joe. I was lucky enough to be here in 1986. I actually was the first person to interview Jack when he won his sixth green jacket. And I will say this, in advance of this event, everybody says the 86 Masters was the greatest Masters ever played. If Tiger wins this week, it'll surpass what we witnessed in 86 by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, it's hard to fight that feeling, all right. I don't want to put you in a tricky position. I didn't realize actually you would have considered yourself a friend of the Woods family and Earl in particular. His name has been brought up quite a bit by the recent book which has been published, and some, I guess, fairly tawdry claims in the book, many of which have been out and public about Earl before. Will that kind of stuff affect Tiger? Does that stuff tend to bother him at this stage?
No, he's been dealing with that a long time, and I kind of chuckled when I looked at the two guys that wrote that book. They said they read over the transcripts of all of Tiger's press conferences. Well, I was in all of those press conferences. I didn't need to read the transcripts. So much information in that book is either untrue or rehashed stuff. I didn't see anything brand new come out at all. So, and it's not going to affect Tiger at this juncture. He's had to deal, quite frankly, with Earl for a long time. But, you know, Earl was Tiger's father. Mm. And you know how thick blood runs. And, you know, a lot of children have problems with their parents for one reason or another. But 99.9% of those children will always stick with their parents as well they should.
Bob, looking at the betting, I mean, over here, certainly, Jordan Spieth is the favourite by a nose, but right in the mix with him are Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Justin Rose, and Dustin Johnson. McIlroy goes there really as the only player from this island as somebody in contention, and he's looking to do something just so remarkable that only Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tiger Woods, and that is it, have ever managed. The name's almost not on that list show how difficult it is to win a career Grand Slam. We have a few thoughts here from Rory earlier on today talking about the prospect of a career Grand Slam.
Obviously that comes with its own pressures, but he's got to treat it like not any other week, because this isn't any other week, but just try to, you know, prepare for the golf tournament the best way you can and execute your shots when you're out there. And you know, if you do that over and over again, hopefully that adds up to the lowest score of the week.
What is the best way for you to prepare?
Just play. Just to play. You know, this is the most I've played going into the Masters basically in my career. It used to be sort of my sixth or seventh start. This is my ninth start this year. So I think playing a bunch has been a really good thing for me. Playing the golf course a lot. I played 54 holes here Wednesday, Thursday last week. I was up here a couple of weeks before that. I played another 36. So just getting real comfortable on the golf course, different pin positions, different shots, playing one ball, shooting scores. You know, and if you can do it around there in that environment, there's no reason why you can't go out and do that in the tournament as well.
And winning in Orlando, the putting, the greens were the quickest that we had seen all year long. And what a performance there. And what a huge relief for you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's, everyone keeps saying it must have been a huge relief. And I mean, it wasn't. It was great to get a win, of course. But I felt like it was coming, even if it didn't happen that week. I felt with how my game was, you know, it was going to happen soon enough. But, you know, great to get a win heading into this tournament. You know, I know that I can do it under pressure when I need to. And hopefully I need to this week.
So, Bob, there's a few things going on with Rory. He made the point this will be his ninth start of the year. He's played a lot of golf this year. He's never had nine. He's never been making his ninth start at Augusta. So he's tried to get a lot of golf in. He's got that win at the Honda in Orlando and those very quick greens, which is not a million miles away from what he'll have to deal with at Augusta. And put a lot of that down to his work with Brad Faxon, where it was about loosening up and letting things happen. And to put it bluntly, if McIlroy can put even three quarters as well as he did at the Honda in Orlando just 2 weeks ago, then he'll be incredibly difficult to stop, Grand Slam at stake or no Grand Slam. So that is still for McIlroy the key question.
Yeah, it really is, but it's a key question for everybody that's going to tee it up on Thursday. If you don't putt well here at Augusta National, you're just not going to win. You cannot hit the golf ball well enough to overcome poor putting. My European pick, so to speak, is Rory McIlroy. You know, I liked what I saw at the Arnold Palmer. I liked that 64 that he shot on Sunday. I liked the way he drove the golf ball. And I like, despite the fact that I was very close friends with J.P. Fitzgerald, longtime caddy for Rory McIlroy. He's got his friend Harry. You know, they were mates as youngsters. Rory's very comfortable with Harry. Harry is loving it. He came up here 2 weeks ago, not to caddy for Rory McIlroy, but actually brought his clubs and played alongside of Rory McIlroy. And I think that is a key thing for a caddy to actually play the golf course a couple of weeks prior to the Masters. He gets, and Harry's a good player, he gets some insight into the degree of difficulty. And obviously he's looking at it through fresh eyes. He doesn't have the scores of what happened to Rory in the past year. I really fancy Rory McIlroy this week. There's no reason why he can't join that illustrious list of players that you mentioned, Joe. Rory McIlroy, solid bet for me.
Interestingly, he said he hasn't brought an entourage with him this year. Quite naturally at Augusta, you've got friends and family who really want to go there because it's just so historic and amazing. But he's trying to treat it like another tournament. So the big production was the word he used of renting a house with 10, 12, 15 people and a chef and all that kind of business. He's brought that right back to just the entourage he'll bring with him to a normal tournament.
Yeah, I'm going to try that one year. I'm so used to traveling here with my entourage, and I've had the same chef, the same butler, the same chauffeur for, you know, the past 15 years. Maybe next year I'll just try it, me coming by myself and eating at McDonald's. But right now, I like my arrangement.
Hey, listen, don't change a winning formula. So there's so many other players. I mean, the list I mentioned there, Speed, Thomas, a lot of people really fancy Justin Thomas. I mean, Tiger, you have to give a chance to. Justin Rose came so close last year. Hey, this time last year, before he slipped in his socks on his wooden floor and cracked his back, Dustin Johnson felt like the inevitable winner, and there's not too much talk about him this year. What have you made of Johnson this year, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you what, he could win this by 5 or 6 shots easy. Mm. I mean, he hits it so far, and you're right, last year he came in, he had won his 3 previous starts. He was the overwhelming favorite. Everything was a green light special for Dustin. Then that little slip hurts his back. This year, he's well under the radar, obviously, with all the Tiger help, hype and Phil winning this week, this year. He's ready at 47. Don't forget, people forget about Phil Mickelson and how well he plays here. When you look at the list of top 5 finishes at the Masters, Jack Nicklaus with 15, Joe, tops the list. Yeah. But in second place at 11 is Phil Mickelson. He's tied on that mark with Tiger Woods. And if Phil wins, he'll have the same number of green jackets as Tiger Woods. So you can't count Phil out. And there's one other guy. He's got 2 green jackets. And there have been 6 players that have won 3 or more Masters, Snead, Palmer, Player, Nicklaus, Faldo, and Mickelson. And if Bubba Watson gets the job done, he'll join that group. And Bubba Watson has 2 victories already this year. This golf course is built for him. And watch out for Bubba.
Yeah, Phil and Bubba, 2 lefties who tend to enjoy it around Augusta. Like, Mickelson has won a WGC, and the general consensus is he is playing as well as ever. And even last week, he was hitting some beautiful shots, was in the mix again. I'm very curious about Bubba, who it seems had an unspecified illness last year. We've seen Bubba lose a lot of weight, and he was using that stupid pink ball. It's stupid not because it's pink, but actually because it wasn't very good. And he's ditched that now and gone back to a Titleist Pro V. And I know he's got his putter sorted out. He got some engineers to change the loft on his putter. He's got all these little things back in place. And as you said, twice a winner at Augusta. He's won twice already this year, including a WGC. If Bubba Watson's temperament is right, Bob, and if he starts off well, he's got an absolutely huge chance. Like, maybe people who don't watch golf year-round don't understand the talent that Watson has in his hands. He's very unconventional.
Yeah, certainly nobody would ever teach anybody to play golf the way that Bubba Watson plays it. He literally comes off both feet at impact. I mean, it's a sight to behold, and he can move the ball left to right, right to left with the best of them. Matter of fact, he prefers hitting around objects rather than going straight at a flag stick. Yeah. He is very creative. That is a necessity here at Augusta National. You have to have a great imagination. Bubba has that. He's got great hands. Bubba has that. He's got tremendous length. He just has to wake up Thursday and decide that he's going to pay attention to what he's about to do over the next 4 days. I mean, Bubba loses concentration rather quickly. We all know that. But it certainly would not be a huge surprise come Sunday night if Bubba Watson is putting on his 3rd green jacket.
No, absolutely not. And you used that word imagination there, which makes me think of Jordan Spieth, who says that one of the reasons he really comes alive at Augusta with 2 second place finishes and a first, and really, you know, we remember what happened at the 12th a couple of years ago. He should have 2 wins here already. Spieth talks about the imagination that Augusta seems to almost trigger in his head when he's standing around the greens here. He hasn't been in scintillating form this year, Bob. He played quite well last week, which was maybe a timely return to some kind of form. What's the word on Spieth?
Well, you know, the thing that propelled Spieth to the top of the golf world, Joe, was the unbelievable effectiveness of the putter.
Yeah.
I mean, he was making 20, 25-foot putts on a regular basis. Well, I've been around this game long enough to know that you're not going to survive if you have to rely on making 20, 25-foot putts to win. Suddenly, a little of that confidence has eroded with Jordan Spieth. He's fighting to get some of that back. But he had a nine-hole stretch last week where he three-putted four times in the span of nine holes. Three-putted four times. So, you know, he says he made strides last week at the Houston Open. Certainly he did. Has he made it all the way back? You know, a five-footer here at Augusta National is almost like a 20-footer on any other golf course. These greens are so fast. Those cups are cut so sharp that just a fraction off, and you catch an edge, and it spins away, and, you know, you have to be spot on. So we'll see. I mean, Jordan loves it here. He has putted well here in the past. He's not putting like he used to, but maybe this week he will start to putt like he has in the past, and he could be getting his second green jacket.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've taken up enough of your time. The beauty of this 2018 edition of the Masters is there are about 15 other names we haven't mentioned, and we really, really should have. It's that open at the moment. So, Bob, I'll let you go and enjoy it. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, Joe.
Thanks. Bob Bubka there, live from Augusta, as, well, it really heats up and we begin to get going. And, yeah, there really are about 15 other names that we should be mentioning as we preview the 2018 version. It could not be closer. Latest from the football, with the football show on the way. 63 minutes gone. It's Juventus 0, Real Madrid 1. Still that goal from Ronaldo in 3 minutes, having Real Madrid in front. And it's still 1-0 between Sevilla and Bayern Munich.